This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard. Join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for WCNO's Community Calendar. Your nonprofit Community Calendar events should be sent to WCNO 2 weeks in advance. Our address is WCNO 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida 34990, or email us at wcno@wcno.com.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Well, I want to talk to you this morning. I want to talk to you today about how to approach life. How to approach life. How to approach the circumstances of life, the day in and the day out, with the right kind of attitude. I mean, sometimes when things get really tough, everything that you go through in life can really be either a good experience or a bad experience based on the attitude you have going into it.
Amen.
Hmm? Yeah. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Amen. I mean, there are things that we can get involved in our life. We can look at a situation that comes at us and we can see everything negative about what's coming at us and look at it with a bad attitude and go into it the wrong way, and that thing will beat the snot out of us. And we come out the other way looking like we've been through something. You ever seen that movie Twister? When they come out of that little tunnel at the end and their hair was all... They've been through something, you could tell, right? Come on, amen. So what I want to talk to you about this morning is going through life with a nevertheless attitude. Somebody say, never the less attitude. And really how to have a nevertheless moment in the middle of some of the moments of our lives that sometimes are very hopeless. Anybody ever face anything hopeless? And go through some tough things and go through some tough times? I know I have. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word this morning. Heavenly Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, God, to let it penetrate deep in our hearts, God, to change us from the inside out, God, to make us into what you want us to be. Lord, I pray, God, that we are so ignited with truth today, God, that when we leave this place, God, we will never be the same. Father, I declare in Jesus' name, God, that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And God, your reign, God, reaches into the very crevices, God, of our heart and changes us from the inside out. And I just declare that in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray, God, that you use me today, that my words would be the words of the Holy Spirit. They would be the words of the Father. And God, they would be words of life, words of truth. And I just declare that in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Touch somebody and say, I'm ready for a nevertheless moment.
I'm ready.
I mean, oh, nevertheless moments only come when you have a word over your life. First of all, you have to have a word. You have to have something that you're standing on. You have to have a promise. You have to have a dream. There has to be a vision. And then once we have that, we can build on that. In other words, there has to be this promise that we're believing for and that we're standing on, something that God spoke over us. It could have been a word of prophecy. It could have been something you read in Scripture and you said, that's mine. I'm going to hold on to that. Amen? And it looks like everything that's gone wrong and all the storms that have blown in, you still have this promise. You still have this word that you can point to. Amen? I mean, it's the word that carries us through. We'll be looking in Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. We'll begin reading right there. It says, so it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, somebody say, nevertheless. At your word. Come on, it's all about the word. Amen. He said, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook and followed him. But when I got saved, I found out what the value of having a word over my life was. And for most people, this is true. Even when I wasn't saved, I knew what the value of having a word over my life was, because I grew up in a Christian home and my mom spoke the word over my life. And in some of the most ugliest situations of my life, I knew that word was still in my life. Even though I wasn't serving the Lord, there was a value to that word that was there. I knew there was a word. Come on, anybody got a word over their life this morning? When I got saved in jail. I didn't get saved the way most people get saved. I grew up in the church. Jesus came in my heart when I was little, but I walked away, you know, as a teenager. I became the worst of the worst. I was the preacher's kid personified. And if it was from God, I didn't want to have nothing to do with it. If there were Christians there, I wanted to mock them. I wanted to laugh at them. I wanted to point at them and say, you fool. I mean, that lifestyle will lead you to a place of destitution. It leads you to a place of depravity. And it wasn't very long after that, about 8 years after that conclusion that I came to in my life, that God didn't really need to have nothing to do with me, I landed myself in jail. And at that point, I realized that I wasn't as smart as I thought I was, and I wasn't as wise as I thought I was, so I decided that Mama had it right all along, and that Daddy was preaching the word all along. There was a word over my life, and I remembered, and I prayed, and I said, Jesus, come into my heart, and if you'll have me, I'll come back. And in jail, I gave my heart back to the Lord at 23 years old. Amen? And I understood what the value of having a word over my life meant and how important it was. Later on, after I'd gotten out of jail, I started going to church. We went to a very large church. It was called Carpenter's Home Church. Very large membership, 8,000 people back in the late 80s, early 90s. That was a big church back then. It was one of the biggest churches in the country, certainly the biggest church in Florida. Mom and Dad were elders there and worked with Pastor Strader, and I grew up in this mega super cultural Christian bubble. I mean, it was just a Christian bubble. They had something, you didn't have to go out in the world for anything. They had it all right there. They had a retirement community, man. From the time kids were born till the time you retire, they had some, just like the world has to offer. Amen? So when I got saved, there was something to do every day of the week. And on Monday night, we'd go down and have Bible study. On Tuesday night, we'd go to the spiritual warfare room and get demons cast out of us. And on Wednesday night, we'd go to church. And on Thursday night, we'd go to the healing room. And on Friday night, we'd go to the prophetic room and get a word over our lives. I mean, there was something going on every night of the week. I didn't have any reason to be out hanging out and running up and down the road. After I got saved, I wanted to be in church every day if it was open. So guess what? Our church was open every day. I was there. And nothing could keep me away. And one of these times, I was in the prophecy room, and there was all these people. You'd sit down in chairs like this, and they'd have these people line up, and they'd pray in the Spirit, and they'd begin to hear God, and they'd just point you out and say, come here, I got a word for you. And you'd come up, and they'd begin to prophesy over your life and speak things over your life. And this one woman began to prophesy over me, and she said, your life ain't what you think it's going to be. She said, everything you planned is different. God's got a dream for you. You haven't even seen the whole thing. But she said, I see you working with people and working with young people, helping them get their life put together. I see hundreds of thousands of dollars going through your hands. I see you at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. I see you doing all kinds of great things for God. I said, yeah, right, lady. Because at that point in my life, I was facing about 60 years in prison. And I thought this woman was off a rocker. But I knew that the word over my life was good.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas. This is WCNO.
Tiny baby sent from God above, tiny baby brought us mercy, peace, and love. One little child, he came our world to save on that cold December day. One child born on Christmas Day, one child born our world to save, one child heaven's love to us he gave on that very first Christmas Day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Set the whole world free. Tiny baby came to change all history. One little child who will reign in victory, born that cold December day. One child born on Christmas Day, on that very first Christmas Day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Christ was born our world to save. Take our sins.